This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Health providers are often called upon to give people bad news. A relative has died in the hospital, a genetic test comes back showing a dreaded disease, or a biopsy comes back positive for cancer. There's no good way to get bad news, but what would you prefer? Would you rather your doctor to arrange for you to come into the office in the next few days so you could hear the news in person, or would you prefer they call you on the phone and tell you today? When a person learns about bad news, it can significantly impact their life and psychological well-being. Giving bad news can be difficult, and it takes practice. We are taught in medical school to sit at the same eye level, speak slowly, use common language, listen more than we talk, and watch for deep emotions. These are all important ways to help people process news and ask clarifying questions. Traditionally, we are taught in medical training that telling someone bad news must be done in person. There are, of course, situations where the telephone offers the only reasonable choice, such as when the situation is urgent or the person lives far away and just can't get to the office. But even in these situations, news should be given only by trained providers, not by medical assistants who are simply reading a lab report. The same goes for giving people access to electronic lab results. Sensitive lab tests should not simply be placed on a web portal for the patient to read independently. This can be scary and confusing. The COVID pandemic certainly changed the landscape around sharing bad news. In-person meetings were often difficult or impossible to arrange, making talking on the phone or over telemedicine a necessity. A recent study published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine compared receiving bad news by phone versus in-person for people being told about a new cancer, a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, or a hereditary disease. The study found no difference in anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder, whether the news was shared in person or on the phone. When the researchers looked at a fourth variable, patient satisfaction, there was a bit more variation. Some people were less satisfied with phone encounters, and some were more satisfied. Age and how well a person knows their physician might play a role in patient satisfaction. Older people often prefer inpatient encounters, while those who have known their physicians for a long period of time are more likely to prefer phone conversations. The world has changed with regard to medical communication. There are new ways to communicate, including phones and telemedicine and patient portals. But there are also new patient expectations. The good news is that there is no evidence of increased psychological distress, whether you get the news over the phone or in person. Personally, I still prefer having people come in and discuss the findings with me so I can see their reactions and respond to their concerns. But the bottom line is it's up to them how they want to get the results, and that choice should be part of the discussion even before the test is ordered. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.